Work of Choosing Jury for Trial of Frank Difficult, Atlanta, Georgian, Hearst's Sunday American, July 27, 1913. Veneyerman searchingly examined by both state and defense, slightest objection used to disqualify, attorneys shrewdly gauge candidates from every angle. In the selection of the 12 men to comprise the jury which will try Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, one of the bitterest contests of the great legal battle which begins Monday is anticipated. That counsel for both the defense and state will probe deep into the character of each of the men drawn from the veneer of 144 who take the stand for examination for jury service in this case is certain. The attorneys will endeavor to unearth in the character of the prospective juryman such traits as they may believe favorable or unfavorable to their case. The slightest objection will be used to disqualify the man from becoming a member of the deciding tribunal. Under the cross-examination of such skilled lawyers as those who will appear in the Fagan case, no iota of information which will tend to sway the verdict will remain concealed to be carried into the jury box and fight against the delivery of justice. Every man of the 12 who will be chosen will be as an open book to the counsel of both sides. Not only will his mentality be shrewdly gauged with respect to the evidence to be presented, but his past life will be searched for a flaw in the man's makeup, which may prove a weak link in governing decisions. Difficulty expected. In view of the widespread discussion which the lengthy investigation of the murder has aroused throughout Fulton County, great difficulty is expected in securing men of unbiased minds. Probably the first question to be asked each veneerman when he takes the stand, after being sworn, will be, "Have you formed and expressed any opinion in regard to the guilt or innocence of the prisoner at the bar?" The negative answer to this question will but begin the examination of the prospective juryman. Since the crime of which the pencil factory superintendent is accused is punishable by death, the next question in importance, especially to the prosecution, will be, "Are you conscientiously opposed to capital punishment?" By an affirmative answer to either of the two questions above, the veneerman undoubtedly will be disqualified from jury duty. Owing to the vast importance of the Frank trial, given impetus by its wide publicity, the great weight which will necessarily be assumed with jury service will not be looked favorably upon by most men, it is declared, and the ease with which by one answer this duty can be avoided, much difficulty is anticipated in securing the 12 men. Each minutely examined. Upon each man, however, who passes satisfactorily the two challenging questions of opinion and capital punishment, the opposing counsel will center their fire of penetrating questions. Taken from the Criminal Code of Georgia, the following questions and provisions will govern the questioning in the witness chair of the prospective juryman. "Have you, from having seen the crime committed, or having heard any of the testimony delivered on oath, formed and expressed any opinion in regard to the guilt or innocence of the prisoner at the bar? Have you any prejudice or bias resting on your mind either for or against the prisoner at the bar? Is your mind perfectly impartial between the state and the accused?" If he shall answer these questions satisfactorily, he shall be adjudged and held a competent juror in all cases where the offense does not involve the life of the accused. But when it does, the following additional question shall be put to him. "Are you conscientiously opposed to capital punishment?" Judge's word final. If he shall answer this question in the negative, he shall be held a competent juror, provided, nevertheless, that either the state or the defendant shall have the right to introduce evidence before the judge to show that the answers, or any of them, are untrue. And it shall be the duty of the judge to determine upon the truth of such answers as may be thus questioned before the court. If a juror shall answer any of these questions so as to render him incompetent, or he shall be so found by the judge, he shall be set aside for cause. The state or the accused may make either of the following objections: that he is not a citizen, resident of the country, that he is over 40 or under 21 years of age, that he is an idiot or lunatic or intoxicated, that he is so near of kindred to the prosecutor or the accused or the deceased as to disqualify him by law from serving on the jury. 20 challenges for the defense. Every person indicted for a crime or offense which may subject him to death or 4 years imprisonment may peremptorily challenge 20 of the jurors impaneled to try him. The state shall be allowed one half the peremptory challenges allowed the prisoner. Here is the complete jury list: C.A. Virgin, J.D. Hardy, B.R.J.M. DeFore, E.P. Bud Waits, C.P.W.W. Sorrells, Hapeville, Saul Benjamin, 348 Whitehall Street, P.H. Miller, Peachtree, C.J. Bosshart, Num 215, Bryan Street, W.S. Copeland, Oak Grove, O.T. Camp, Num 309 Oakland Avenue, A.W. Brewerton, 45W Peachtree, P.L.F.W. Stone, Num 82 East Linden Street, W.H. Dunn, not in directory, probably Wynn, W.A. Abercrombie, Blackhall, R.G. Elliott, Atlanta Agricultural Works, Glendale, T.C. Lauren, Num 13 Decatur Street, L.E. Smith, Hapeville, C.T. Hopkins, Jr., 403 N Boulevard, W.D. Cates, South Bend, R.F. Shedden, Mutual Life of New York, Grant Building, 20 East Linden Avenue, T.G. Young, Georgia Railway and Power Company, 42 Loomis Avenue, D.D. Henry, 178 Oakland Avenue, Howard Oliver, B.R.H. Lackey, 4 Rosedale Avenue, James F. Hast, Collins, Alfred Burrill, Jr., Grant Building, Owell Sperlin, 155 Lawton Street, A.H. Hensley, Number 74 Oak Street, Thomas D. Meter, Imperial Hotel, R.E. Biggers, 745 Glen, Carpenter, F.V.L. Smith, Empire Building, Number 481 Cherokee Avenue, R.L. Cliette, Number 58 Boulevard Place, H.R. Calloway, 691 Piedmont Avenue, A.J. Scheid, Number 45 Lucy Street, F.A. Hull, 60 Millage, 130 Grant, Edward E. Hawkins, Collins, H.D. Hurlbut, S.J. McDowell, Number 80 Waddell, W.W. Brown, Num 107 Peachtree Place or No, 217 Glenwood Avenue, Edwin F. Johnson, Appeal Publishing Company, 176 West Peachtree, J.L. Fulgham, Hapeville, W.C. Willis, E.P.H.C. Hasty, Num 261 Jones Avenue, George R. Law, Number 4 Whitehall Street, Residence Num 205 Ashby, F.M. York, Num 221 Cooper Street, A.H. Cook, 252 E. Georgia Avenue, Chaz H. Candler, 114 Elizabeth Street, George R. Wall, Num 139 Hill Street, S.C. Owens, E.P.J.C. Henderson, 413 Piedmont Avenue, J.W. Heinzman, D.M. Brown, College Park, W.J. Brooks, 234 East Fair Street, R.J. Baldwin, Hapeville, D. Townsend, 84 Whitehall Terrace, R.A. Thompson, 152 Ashby Street, C.C. Thorne, 135 East North Avenue, C.A. Vaughn Collins, R.A. Palmer, Number 68 Austin Avenue, Ben F. Willis, Cooks, C.M. Patton, Hapeville, Carl Weinmeister, 27 Elbert Street, S.L. Miller, Number 27 Fraser Street, Henry L. Solmanson, 71 Sells Avenue, C.S. Johnson, 140 Gaskell Street, L.A. Hendon, 91 West 5th Street, W.S. Medcalf, not in directory, Homer C. Ashford, 83 East 5th Street, E.C. Watchendorf, 22 Willow Street, Nicholas Itner, 234 Forest Avenue, J.C. Harrison, 304 Capitol Avenue, W.H. Hudson, 298 Myrtle Street, H. Maness, Rooms No. 47 Bell Street, G.R. Gilner, not in directory, John S. Head, Oak Grove, C.H. Allen, not in directory, V.N. Carroll, 1292A Marietta St. Robert Schmidt, 195 Angler Avenue, T.F. Barber, 281 East Georgia Avenue, H.B. Chamberlain, Peachtree Dis O. Wingate, 328 Edgewood Avenue, T.E. Winslow, 29 Boulevard Ter C.A. Withers, 15 Simpson Street, A.W. Wofford, not in directory, W.F. Burdett, Buckhead, H.H. Kelly, Blackhall, M.A. Lang, not in directory, John W. Bowen, Collins, C.W. Gittens, Hapeville, H.T. Ferguson, 332 East Georgia Avenue, W.L. Merck, Number 108 Grant Street, G.F. Hardy, 514 St. Charles, F.E. Walker, 610 North Boulevard, E.L. Connolly, Number 53 Ashby Street, T.B. Sale, 136 N. Moreland Avenue, Elmo Moore, E.W.S. Gaston, 481 Whitehall, C.L. Asbury, Number 44 Park Avenue, J.W. Chatham, Rooms 132 Jones, C.W. Seagraves, Collins, J.A. McCrary, 78 East North Avenue, L.A. Helms, Rooms 253 Forest Avenue, T.J. Henderson, 25 Woodson, L.F. Davis, 148 Bellwood Avenue, David Woodward, 635 Peachtree, J.E. Betterton, College Park, J.H. Holcomb, Oakland City, MJ Sewell, East Point, JF Higdon, 108 Ormond, Effie Winburn, 213 Lucille Avenue, Chaz, Witherspoon, Num 23 Vidado Way, Walter H. Scott, Num 215 Gordon, H.J. Kugler, South Bend, T.J. Hale, South Bend, J.P. Hayes, South Bend, A.L. Wisby, Num 31 Hood Street, L. Wynn, 1210 Peachtree, Joel Hurt, Number 85 Elizabeth, W.H. Abbott, No. 224 Rawson, K.P. Mason, Peachtree, W.M. Jeffries, Collins, Boyd Perry, 537 N. Boulevard, M. Johenning, Rooms 161, Jones Avenue, M.S. Woodward, Number 182 Park, Samuel Schoen, 214 Washington, W.F. Wingleton, Not in Directory, Earl Davis, Collins, C.F. Cantrell, W.M. Donahue, Buckhead, John W. Woodruff, 58 Cooper, David W. Perdue, Collins, George Matcheson, Buckhead, S.J. Hales, 20 Flat Shoals Avenue, John W. Alexander, 439 S. Pryor, John W. Collier, 81 Washington, J.E. Redd, Not in Directory, Y.R. Norris, Blackhall, W.W. Hammett, 34 Decatur, A.F. Bellingrath, 91 Millage Avenue, D. Berger, Number 380 Capitol Avenue, E.A. Massa, Number 305 E. Fair, J.T. Osborne, Not in Directory, J.H. Gilbert, South Bend, 8H Jones, 69 East Ashland Avenue,